Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I'm here at the greatest stadium ever rebuilt here at SoFi Stadium, which can no longer be called SoFi Stadium because of the World Cup that they're fixing behind us. They've even covered SoFi up with black canopies. But we're not covering up anything today because I have an extraordinary guest, Dr. Alexander. He is a board-certified radiologist. He's the co-founder of CoreViva, which is changing even my perspective of longevity and health. Welcome to the playbook, Dr. Alexander.
Thanks. Great to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you. So full body MRI is something that I really wanted to do, but I didn't want to do. And it was a conflict within my own belief system about this idea that I want to live to over 111, but I don't just want to live to over 111 hooked up to a machine.
Right.
I want to live. I want to be able to do the splits like I do at 58, at least when I'm 98 at my grandkids' wedding. I'm going to do that. By the way, what are some of the key components in a full body MRI that causes this internal conflict of I want to do it, but I'm afraid to do it?
Well, I think there's a piece of healthy paranoia that we all should have where, you know, you're afraid to find out, but if you don't find out until it's too late, well, then it's too late. So for a great example is so far, we've been open for about 8 months and we're blessed to have found 36 cancers in patients. Of those 36 cancers, 31 of them were early stage. So those folks are going to live a long, healthy life because we found it early enough. Five of them were late stage. And so the five that were late stage, interestingly, all had symptoms. They all knew something was wrong. And so you don't want to wait until you feel something is wrong because then you're usually at an advanced stage. You want to catch things before you feel something wrong. So there is, and I hear this a lot, there is a fear of knowing, but knowing can actually give you that 111 years and you can continue to do your splits, which I can't do. I'm impressed that you can do them.
And, you know, to that measure, another is the simple things to do or simple not to do.
Right.
So I talk about gratitude. I push it on everybody. I repeat it. I'm annoying, which means I'm repetitive and honest, whether it be my own kids, people I work with. I don't think there's anything easier to do for your life than to say thank you. It's free. It takes 0.1 seconds. But by tonight, most people won't say thank you. By tomorrow, even more people won't say thank you. In 3 days, almost everyone here, highly actualizing people, will not say thank you. So full body MRI, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's simple to do. And you make it, and this was my big hang up. Okay, I got over my fear of knowing. My wife kind of said, yeah, you want to know. We actually had a friend, by the way, who had a sore back, came home, had a fourth stage cancer, and passed in 3 weeks from the time. And totally avoidable if he would have done a full body MRI early on. And it happens all the time, as it is sad.
Yeah.
But it was, I was worried about the other side of it. You know what? I have great genetics. I feel great. It's just going to be a pain in my butt. And I'm going to lose out on my impact, my business, my finances, my time. And the exact opposite was true. Instead of me talking through what I experienced, and I'll comment, I was hoping you could talk through, because you built this extraordinary, simple experience of getting a full body MRI. Talk me through what you thought of as the appointment setting, to showing up, to how quickly everything gets done, and what happened.
Yes, there's two pieces. There's one is the technology, and then the other piece is the experience. And so the first part, the technology, we spent 2 years building the fastest, most accurate, most comprehensive whole body MRI that exists. And we're very proud of that. And then after
you built that machine?
Yeah. We built the software behind it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we built the software to analyze it as well. And then the second piece is the experience. So we came into the company saying, treat every patient like your mother. And that's a mantra that we still hold. And everybody we hire, we make sure that they really embody that. Treat every patient like your mother. So with that, as you experience, it's a spa-like experience. It's very efficient. Everything's on time. It's quick. You're only in the MRI for about 45 minutes, head to toe, completely comprehensive. But then we do a very detailed analysis. So we look at the brain detail.
But
and
even the pre-setup, they manage to develop your expectations so well that you're worried that they're blowing smoke up your ass and it's not going to work out that way. But they also ask you, like, do you like movies or music? Like, I chose Bob Marley music. You can watch Netflix. So if you do have an apprehension to being in a full body MRI, there's a mirror to talk to people.
Yep.
It was super comfortable. So they told me all these things up front, which actually made me nervous, because a lot of doctors, believe it or not, oversell you. Don't worry, you'll be back in 2 weeks, or there'll be nothing wrong with your eyes, and then you can't see for 6 weeks. Every single thing, you manage to develop my expectations up front, but go ahead.
And thanks for saying that. So yeah, actually to back up, when you come into our facility, we give you your own personalized suite. So as you mentioned, we ask you what kind of music you want to listen to. It's personalized to you. We give you your own personalized clothes that you get to keep, something very comfortable. You know, we don't want to make it like a hospital where you're wearing gowns and your butt showing in the back. We actually give you some nice, comfortable joggers that you get to keep. And then we bring you into the MRI machine. Like you mentioned, we then ask you, do you want to watch a movie or do you want to listen to music? And then any movie or any show you want to watch, we'll put it on for you, or if you want to listen to music. And our bore is very wide. We have the widest bore, and we also have the quietest machine. So therefore, it's less jarring than a typical MRI.
You're so awesome. My biggest thing was falling asleep because they have to wake you up a couple times in the 45 minutes. It was so relaxing, and I don't get that kind of quiet time. It was like my own meditative tube that I was in, which was super cool. So then after the 45 minutes, you know, you can't eat beforehand.
Right.
So I was super hungry. They had the results, what they call a Corviva score. And you meet with Dr. Alexander personally himself, and they were actually rushing me, which is rare because I was hungry. I wanted to get something to eat before I went into the consultation, and they have a full setup of, you know, great food as well. So what happens then when we go almost immediately, by the time you change clothes, you're in your office immediately with the results.
Yep.
So there's no nervous waiting, which would also bug the shit out of me. I don't know about you, but that's the worst part, getting results. But go ahead.
And that goes back to treat every patient like your mother. I don't want my mother waiting for results either. And I'm actually notorious for any time she has an appointment that I show up and I want answers immediately. And so just treat everybody like, you know, you want to treat your mother. And I think that's a key component. And thanks for bringing that up. That's a really unique component to us, that we want you to leave with clarity and with the answers. And if we do find something, we'll tell you what the next steps are and how to take care of it. Part of it's not just cancer screening, as you know, it's also musculoskeletal screening. We look at every joint in detail. We look at the spine in detail. So as we find things like disc herniations or back pain, we give you exercises, we give you modalities to do so you can live a longer, healthier life. Like you said, you want to live to 111, but not hooked up to something. You want to live happy and healthy.
Yeah. And you look at things that could be if they continue. So I know for me, I'm blessed, but no knee problems, no back problems, no neck problems. But in those areas, high neck here and my lower back, you just gave me exercise to make sure I maintained as I got to be 59, 60 years old, that those things in the state that they were in. But it also picked up something, you know, like I said, I was blessed and relieved, to be honest, but then it was like so technically good. It picked up like arthritis in my chest.
Yep.
Right. And said, well, I don't know what this is. I don't know if you can feel it, but that's here. And it's so detailed. Now, another thing that I personally wasn't worried about, but worried about promoting you. One of the reasons I promote Seth in the stem cell that we're doing here, we're doing stem cell injections, is that I don't want to give solutions that only the super rich can afford.
Right.
But that's just not my gig. Like, I don't want to, well, of course, Dave Meltzer can do it. On my side, I could not believe how affordable, just like the stem cells are. I don't have to go to Costa Rica for 50 grand. You know, Newport Beach is not a cheap place either.
Right.
So even comparatively, we're not in Akron, Ohio. It's really affordable. And you even offer for our community a discount on what's affordable. Are you at liberty? Can you tell people actually how much it costs to do this?
Yeah. So it's the retail.
And you do it on weekends, by the way.
Yeah. We're open 7 days a week. And if you want to see me, I'm usually there Monday through Thursday. And then Dr. Sue, my co-founder, is there usually Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But for example, he's there today because I'm here. But it's $26.99, and that includes everything, including any continued follow-up. So for example, if you have a problem, we actually follow you to make sure you get the right treatment. We help you get your appointments. We really want to make sure that you're taken care of. So it's not just a one and done. You know, our philosophy is once you're a Corviva patient, you're always a Corviva patient. So we take care of you, and that price includes everything. And then your community gets a discount. I can't remember what the code is.
500 Meltzer or something. Yeah. You get it from Nick. He does all the business side of stuff. One of the other side of it is the consultation itself. We talk about modalities, exercises, and referrals if necessary. So I know some of the relationships here will be great for you because people do fly in from other places as well. So just if you're not in Southern California, age-wise, that was another thing that was interesting. I thought maybe it was only for people that are older, but this is actually something that should be done how young?
So our patients have ranged from age 17 to age 92. That's been our range so far. And I think I saw a 96-year-old scheduled soon, so that, he'll break the record so far. But which is great that people are living and still want to have longevity focus at that age, which is fantastic. I think our society is going from a reactive society to a proactive society, and everybody here sounds like that's what they're here for, so that's great. But I think we've found cancers in 20-year-olds, you know, I think 26, 29, two patients that were in the 20s. Cancer doesn't discriminate, and we're seeing that cancer is actually shifting from an old person's disease, which is what it traditionally used to be, to a younger person's disease. And so I'm doing it for myself every year. I'm actually paying for a scan for my wife and my mother every year, because I think it's just, a physician can look at your outside and listen to you and examine you, but nobody can take a deep look inside and find those subtle things that you don't feel yet.
And how accurate is it? So, you know, everybody worries about bad tests, bad, especially when you're talking about, you know, some terminal disease.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. And I've had a few friends of mine who have gotten the whole, oh, I'm sorry routine after 2 weeks of getting ulcers.
Yeah.
And literally almost making themselves sick. What's the accuracy of the Corviva setup?
So far, our false positive rate is zero. So we've had zero false positives to date. I'm sure just statistically at some point we'll get one, but you know, so far it's been zero. So we're very proud of that. And part of that's because we double read everything. So I look at the examination, Dr. Sue looks at the examination, and then we send it through our AI. So it gets basically three sets of eyes on it, if you will. So that's what helps us make accurate. Also,
the imaging's so good, right?
The imaging's really good. Our quality, I can tell you a quick story. We had a patient that had she was one of the 20-something year olds and had a tiny brain tumor, stage one glioma. But it was very small, it was 4 millimeters. And so we caught it. I told her if this enlarges or based on the location that it was, she might have some symptoms. And I told her what those symptoms are. If you get those symptoms, go to the ER, because that means you're getting some obstruction. A few months later, she had those symptoms, goes to the ER at an academic medical center close to here. And they scanned her and they missed the lesion. And they said, you have nothing wrong with you. I don't know who told you you had a tumor. They wouldn't look at our images because they didn't know who we were. Eventually, she went to a neurosurgeon. So she was very upset. Her husband called me and told me the story. They went to a neurosurgeon at the same academic institution. He looked at our images and said, this is a tumor. They're exactly right. It's a stage one glioma. And they said, where did you get these images? They're the best I've ever seen. And that made me really proud, because we actually use the thinnest slices for our brain and for our body. And so we tend to not miss anything. And that's what we're proud of.
Yeah, I'm proud to have done it. Now, you quickly went over something, as you said, you know, you do this for your own mom and your wife.
Yep.
And I'm sure any family member, you would encourage them to do it as well. But you said every year. That was surprising to me, because I asked you, oh, you know, because like with stem cells, you can do the IV stem cell every 3 months, which is a good rejuvenation, revitalization, whichever way you want to say it. But this is something you should do every year. Why?
Think about the scary cancers. How fast do they come upon, right? So pancreatic cancer for women, ovarian cancer, brain tumors, they can come at any time. And so I don't want to wait 2 years until I start feeling symptoms, and then it might be too late. I want to just get ahead of it. And then even with the musculoskeletal problems, you know, we talked about, I'm a big believer of prehab over rehab. So once we start seeing some early changes, let's get in front of it before it becomes a problem that you actually feel.
And one of the last things before we take some questions, because I'm sure people are curious, I'm very involved in mindset. Yep. Obviously, chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute. Yep. I believe that we can heal ourselves. And so one of the aspects that I found great value in Corviva was that if I'm aware of any disease, I personally can contribute to the ease. And I don't ignore Western medicine at all.
Right.
I would add to it or supplement what I believe to be a really powerful healing mechanism through frequency or vibration or mindset or things that I believe in that may some of you believe in as well. But it seemed to me when we were in our consultation that you also were encouraging about having the right mindset moving forward.
Yes.
And being able to do this proactive mind exercise of, I am healthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? How important is the mindset beyond all the great technology and education and academia that you guys have?
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that, because I am a firm believer in mindset. This is dating me. 23 years ago, I was on the Hallmark Channel talking about spirituality and medicine. We did a study that showed that people that had cancer or other significant diseases that were spiritual actually did better, statistically did better with their outcomes and their health, if they were spiritual and positive mindset. And so, yeah, I'm a firm believer in that. I think your brain is a really powerful organ. And you're right. You still need, for example, you can't just kind of mindset the cancer away, for example, but right. you can do better. And I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, I believe mindset, or what I call intention, of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe will accelerate aggregate and compound outcomes. So if your mindset is geared or aligned with an outcome that may be dis-ease oriented, it's going to accelerate the dis-ease,
right,
where you really have great alignment in the way that you articulate to me. It was like, okay, we're going to work together as a team to accelerate ease and to identify dis-ease early, and then utilize the do, say, think, feel, and believe approach to dissipating, dissolving, and disappearing, let's, for example, cancer.
Yep.
And that is combined with some real strong Western technology and convenience and experience that can help contribute to a more positive mindset as well. How many of these types of businesses exist in Southern California? Are you aware of any others?
You know, people always ask, who's your competition? I say we don't have competition because we do something very unique. Now, there are people that do whole body MRI, but it's not to the same comprehension that we do. You don't consult with a physician right after. It's just different. Yeah.
I know even in Newport Beach, the biggest hospital there, they wanted to do one. And when I found out the process, and they were probably overselling me, it wasn't even nearly as good as what I experienced.
Thank you.
Here in the machine, the doctors, the amount of time, the preparation, the time guarantees, they just weren't there. So if anybody is interested in a full body MRI, suggest you ask questions here today. And they're very open, even further than today, to help you and your family members. Highly, highly recommend it. Incredible value. You know, my feeling about value and health, why doing this mastermind. If you're healthy, you get as many wishes as you want. If you're unhealthy, you only get one wish. And I'm sure Doc here has seen plenty of people that have been regulated to one wish. I know Steve Jobs, to me, that was the turning point when I wanted to be a leader like him in business. And he ended up his life with only one wish.
Yeah, unfortunately.
With all that success, money, all the things that I thought I wanted. Now I'd rather go get a quick whole body MRI and a little bit of stem cells and back help from our friends here. And we're all set. I'll be doing splits at 98 at least. Guaranteed. Anyway, we are blessed to have Dr. Alexander here. If you haven't checked out CoreViva, CoreViva is a name of, obviously, at our life's core, Viva life itself, and we'll take it from the inside out. And that's what they do. Nobody does it better than CoreViva. Thank you, Dr. Alexander.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.